countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
I attended a very poignant event in the Burren recently as local lifeboat and Coast Guard volunteers led a small group to an area known as Lough Anishka near Fanor. Guided by local historian Joe Queeley, with candles and torches to light up a wet and windy night, we set off in search of a deserted village.
This is Lough Anishka, down in the heart of the Burren. And why we're here is to bring light back into one of the old 12 or 14 rooms of the people that lived here, to reach out and touch the heart and soul that's inside in the place. It's not to reawaken them in any way, but just to be part of their journey and to say, because some of those people, there was Birminghams, there was Quinns, there was Kynes, and some of those people are all over the world now. And they don't know we're here tonight, but we're just here to bring light back in and bring hope as well. And you know, as we turn out to the sea as well, you know, there's people outside in the sea that we haven't found in the Coast Guard and in the lifeboats, that we haven't found. And sometimes, you know, that they're people, their fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, you know, that we think about them and we care and we're here. And you know, when we finish up here in a couple of minutes' time, we'll knock off all the lights and think of the craters that haven't been found, that's inside in a cave or that's outside in the sea. And you know, tonight, as we hear the ocean, you know, let the ocean, I suppose, be the voice, you know, and the wind, I suppose, be the eyes, and the hailstone be the prayer of why we're here. And sometimes when we pray, why don't people that pray, why don't they get their prayers answered? Why aren't the little children brought back? Why do they go out at all? You know, and that's why we're here, to do something very special on the edge of the Burren, inside in an old ruin. If you see the light, just a light, little light flickering there inside in the old ruin, it's 150 years before there was light here before.
My name is Tom Doherty from Doolin. I'm a volunteer with the Coast Guard. This is the deserted village just down from O'Donoghue's pub in Fanor. People left here to go to foreign lands, like, you know, because it wasn't easy, I'd say, to make a living around here at the time.
You're lighting candles in their memory, in their houses,
yeah,
tonight.
In their houses, yeah. We're
the ruins of their houses. And looking out to sea here at Fanor and remembering those lost at sea, I mean, that's an issue close to your heart.
Difficult year is right. With the helicopter going down, and that was one of the worst tragedies to happen along the coast. And then we'll remember those two lads from Lewisburg and Mayo who lost their life over Christmas.
You work at the Cliffs of Moher as well, Tom, I know, as a ranger. And I know that you've spoken before about meeting people in difficult situations and helping them, saving them from the sea maybe, or saving them from themselves, I don't know. Or how do you reflect on it?
Being there and have that interaction with them, I get a good feeling from it, actually, because you have actually talked them away from maybe a situation that they were in.
Would you say you've helped to save many lives?
Well, I think it's around 12 people I have helped in the 30 years I'm in the Coast Guard. Just talking them back from the edge. And
do you think of them tonight as well, or when you look out to the waves now?
All those people all the time, like, you know. And it's a memory I'll always have, like, you know, between picking up people who have got lost at sea, return them to their loved ones. It helps the people that are left behind.
So anybody that has a candle or wants a candle, light it inside there for looking for one of their own people.
Wandering into that.
You know, say a prayer for your own people that are gone, our own people that are gone. And say a prayer for someone that hasn't anyone to pray for them. And just a little thought, we're going to say an Our Father and a decade of the Rosary for whoever believes in prayer or whatever prayer they believe in. That's kind of our ritual of being here. And we have to go looking for a bottle of Poitrine. Now and again a bottle is found that wasn't picked up that time.
Oh, I'd love a taste, 100-year-old brew.
I brought little shot glasses that we can all maybe have a little taste. That's of course if we find it. So what we're going to do, lads, is before we say a prayer, I'd ask everyone to knock off their lights and to look out at the ocean just for a minute's peace, lads. It's a good time to let go of old stuff that's inside in us too, lads. Old stuff that holds us back. We would say a lot one time here to let it off with the say. Let all the old stuff off this inside and it's holding us back, the old negativity.
It's amazing how striking the wild waves of the Atlantic are, even in the pitch dark of a stormy winter's night. After our pause for reflection, Joe Queeley led the rosary and I spoke to some of the other people who joined us for a special night in this deserted village by the sea.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son and the Holy Spirit, Amen. And grant peace. God grant peace to the whole world. That bottle of poutine, lads.
My name is John Kelly, I'm from Mullock. It kind of feels good doing something, maybe to remember lost ones. In my own case, I lost my mother in 2011, so it's an opportunity for me maybe to take a little bit of time out and reflect after a very busy year and maybe light a candle and leave it here in this lovely old ruin of a house.
I'm John Galvin from Ennis. I had a pretty bad 2014. I lost both my parents within 6 months of each other. So I felt it was a nice thing to do, to remember them, to remember the previous generations.
Joe Queeley, son of Joe Queeley Sr. here, who's organised this event. But I live in Cambridge in the UK at the minute. So I'm just back here to visit home, really. Coming home, no matter where home is very important to come back to where my family comes from, and also in a very unusual and special way like this to think about other people that may not be with their family.
My name is Rosalind Tarrant. It's very special, it's very different, it's out there, it's off grid. The ocean's on my left hand side, the moon is on my right hand side, it's almost a full moon. It's just beautiful countryside, it's extremely special.
And how's the poutine?
I've never tasted poutine before, to be honest, but it's pretty lethal. A few drops is about all I could manage, but it's something different, and there's a bang in it, it's quite very, very strong.
We needed something to warm up out here.
Well, it certainly does the trick for warming me up, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's strong stuff indeed, and thanks very much to everyone there in Fanor.